I am now joined by another guest because, you know, we're quite busy on the show. Maita Soto, the Doctor of Audiovisual Communications and Audiovisual Audio Communications and Advertising Department. Very long title here at the Autonomous University of Barcelona. Welcome, Maita.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for joining us on Fred. Now, of course, you know, Fred's not just involved in films and doing lots of interviews. We're also involved in, you know, education. And you're here for a very special reason. Tell us a little bit about why you're here in Venice.
I'm here because we are presenting a very, very interesting project about media literacy on secondary school, European secondary schools. And the idea of this project that involves almost 2,500 students from 10 different European countries is to promote media literacy, film literacy in secondary students. So the idea is to show, to teach them how to perceive, how to consume films, how to interpretate them, how to appreciate the films, and how to create, to promote, of course, the audiovisual industry of Europe.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously films, people appreciate films on many different levels, but it's really interesting to be able to educate young children, and obviously they have a lot of ways of watching movies now, devices, online, video on demand, I mean, all kinds of ways of watching movies, which is interesting, but I like the fact that the educational side is given just as much importance. And also, you know, the European Commission is involved in this particular project, as well as Fred and My Movies, Your Good Self. And it's going to be 12, is it 10 or 12 languages that the films I think 10 yeah
10,
10 languages to begin with,
yeah.
And then eventually it'll be rolled out in the rest of Europe with more languages, essentially.
Exactly. This is a kind of pilot program. We're going to test it, we are going to research to get some information, get knowledge to observe how it works. And the idea is, of course, for the next years, try to make it bigger, you
yeah.
know. So this is, as I said, you know, our first step in trying to promote media literacy and trying to also to make that authorities get information about how important it is to introduce media literacy in the curricula. So this is our main goal.
Absolutely. And I mean, you know, the good thing about it is, you know, it's been launched here at the Venice Film Festival, which is fantastic. So it was launched yesterday in a press conference with yourself and Federico Spoletti, who also is the owner of Fred and Subti as well. And we had somebody from My Movies as well. And of course, Venice Days is involved, which is fantastic. It's a really good ensemble behind this initiative. And of course, I really like the idea of the research side of it, because this is something that we assume that we know that different cultures interpret films differently, but we don't really know about it. So one of your roles will be to collate that information.
Exactly. We presume that there must be differences in the way the people from different cultures respond to the movies from a psychological point of view. But we don't have many proofs of that, empirical proofs. So this project will allow us to observe those narrative perception processes. So this is very important from a scientific point of view, because it is very difficult to conduct studies, cross-cultural studies, because of the problem with languages mainly and the diversity of the people. But this project is exceptional in this sense, because we will have the possibility of measuring the reactions of students from those 10 countries to the same exactly movies and to compare their psychological reaction. So by doing this, we will be able to, you know, better understand, for example, what makes enjoyable a film, how people identify with characters, how they perceive the realism on the movies, and that kind of engagement related variables.
I mean, there's lots of things we could talk about, but of course, you know, we will have all this information on Fred.fm and the new channel, which is being dedicated to film literacy and education, Fred Education. It's also known as Fred at School Initiative, and it's supported by the European Commission, which is fantastic. So thank you very much, Maite Soto from the Autonomous University of Barcelona, for joining us today on Fred Film Radio. Thank you.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.